a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 20th. God's word to you today is Principles, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 from the Voice Translation, and it says, "If you possess these traits and multiply them, then you will never be ineffective or unproductive in your relationship with our Lord Jesus, the Anointed." Usually, after the worship experiences on Sunday, I hang around in church or at the car park greeting people. One Sunday in particular, I greeted a mother and her son. The boy responded casually, and even though I did not mind, his mother began to scold him. "I'm your mother. I trained you better than this. How can you be greeting the pastor like that?" she said. "He's not the pastor, Mom." "Yes, he is." What the boy said next blew me away. He said, "If he is the pastor, then where are his bodyguards?" We have complicated this thing called the gospel with things that have nothing to do with Jesus, and this must change. We must value and embody the simplicity of Christ Jesus in everything we are and everything God has called us to do. The look on people's faces sometimes when they ask to see the pastor and they meet me. Number 6, value flexibility. As children of God, we have to be flexible. Determine that the only thing that will not and cannot change in your life is the Lordship of Jesus. Be flexible about every other thing because it can change. Plans can change, and if you're not flexible, you would complain. Number 7, value teamwork. None of us is as strong as all of us. None of us is as intelligent as all of us. None of us is as anointed as all of us. You must believe in the value of pulling together. You have to believe in your heart that we are actually better together. Number 8, value continuous learning. Read. Read books, read articles. Attend conferences and seminars. You have to develop a system of improving yourself, a system for continuous learning, a system for becoming better and better. If you do not value continuous learning, if you disregard growth, personal and spiritual, you will struggle in any endeavor, even in ministry. Number 9, value innovation. Innovation breeds excellence. Excellence glorifies God and inspires people. God has given us creative minds that do things differently, in ways that stimulate and communicate the message of the cross in many relevant ways, leading to and fostering a life change. Number 10, value humor. Laugh. It is okay to laugh at your mistakes. Again, do not take yourself too seriously, but take God seriously. Humor and humus are from the same word, which is from the word soil. So you cannot value humor if you are not humble. Humility and laughter go together. If you are arrogant, you will find it difficult to laugh, even if the joke is good. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that my life will possess these traits and multiply them. I will never be ineffective or unproductive. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.